kitchen. We have to find it. It's going to start soon.
I checked the washer, I checked the dryer, I even checked the lint trap. Nothing.
Hey, guys, good news.
You found it?
Nope, but I found this bear claw on my slipper.
It's not outside. It just disappeared. Well, we checked all the boys' secret hiding places.
It's official. The remote is lost.
You know, one of us could actually just walk over to the TV and hit the power button.
No way.
Look, Comet's got it.
Good boy, Comet. Quick, on, boy.
Funky thing. 2, 3, ah! So that's great. You guys may not recognize it, but that's satisfaction.
Just, you might not recognize it, but we're trying to rehearse here.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Right. Hey, boys, listen to your Uncle Gary. If you want to grow up and be good, strong musicians, you gotta rehearse. Now, let's practice that Mick Jagger thing we've been doing. Let's see it. You see that? They got the lip, they got the stance, they got... You guys don't care. All right, boys, go play with your Play-Doh and watch Daddy play some music, okay? Here we go, one more time. 1, 2, 3.
Jess, honey, I hate to interrupt, but which one of these swizzle sticks do you want to choose for the Smash Club?
Oh, right, sorry, guys. You know, when you own a club, as I do, every decision is critical. I mean, even the swizzle stick is a science kind of thing. I mean, it's got to be durable, storable, it's got to set the right mood.
Blue ones are cheaper.
Blue sets the right mood.
Jess, when are you going to be in the right mood to play a little music, huh?
Right now. Sorry. Let's do it. 1, 2, 3. Ha!
They need us down at the radio station right away.
What are you talking about? We're the Rush Hour Renegades. What happened to the lunchtime lunatics?
Oh, they quit. They got in a big argument with the morning maniacs over who was going to fill in for the weekend wackos. It's getting crazy down there, Jess.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Okay, meet me upstairs. I'll be up there in a few minutes.
Okay.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to cut it short.
Jess, we're tired of cutting it short, man.
What are you talking about?
Listen, this is the hardest thing we've ever had to do.
Mm-hmm.
But the guys and I, we took a vote, and we voted you out of the band.
What do you mean out of the band? We have a big gig next weekend. You knuckleheads. Oh, that's funny.
Jess, I'm not trying to be funny. Look, you're just not into the band anymore. I mean, you got all this other stuff in your life now, man. You've lost your passion for the music. I'm sorry.
I haven't lost my passion. You guys are serious about this? Come on, you guys are like family. Johnny Lowend, Tony, Gary, Lonnie.
It's Lanny.
Lanny, right. The guy I like to call Lanny. The landmass.
Okay, man, I'm sorry. It's over.
Guys?
Does your friends want to play anymore?
Not with me.
I had such a wonderful time with you today, Deej.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun too, Nelson. Deej,
This guy is the perfect boyfriend. I mean, he's so rich, he cashed a check and the bank bounced. Hey, Nelson, thanks for inviting us today. You are a prince and a half.
The rides, the games, the shows, you had the best backyard.
So, Nelly boy, what are you treating us to next weekend?
Well, actually, my father is throwing an end-of-the-summer soiree on one of our yachts. It's the little one, but it should still be fun. Run to a cup.
Sure.
Yeah?
Sounds great.
I'll see you later.
Okay. Wow, a party on a yacht! Imagine me, little Stephanie Tanner, rubbing elbows with the rich and famous.
I'll party with them, but do I gotta rub them?
Look, Nelson's a great guy, but I'm breaking up with him.
What?
I just don't feel any chemistry between us, and if I don't end it now, I'm just gonna be leading him on. Well, can't you just lead him on to the yacht for one more party? Look, I'm not gonna stay with a guy just because he has an ATM in his living room.
Sorry, Steph. It looks like you're back to rubbing poor people.
I can't believe the Rippers dumped me like that. I mean, we're like brothers. You know, Roger, Gary, Lonnie.
Lanny.
You know, it's like they stabbed me right in the heart.
Sweetie, I know that it hurts, but you gotta get on with your life. I mean, so you don't have a band, you still have your music.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. You're absolutely right. You know, I'm gonna do that gig next weekend as a solo artist. I mean, heck, I'm a singer slash songwriter. I'll write a song and slash sing it.
That's it, honey. That's the right attitude. Anger slash bitterness isn't gonna get you anywhere.
Right. Got an idea right now for a new tune.
Comet? 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 Comet, that's our dinner. Comet, I command you to drop those wieners.
I'll call the pizza guy.
That won't be necessary, honey. Comet is a smart enough dog to know that if he doesn't drop those hot dogs right now, I'm going to take him back to the groomer that puts those little pink bows in his hair. Okay. Ugh. Why is Comet so hungry?
Comet, did anybody feed you today? Let's get you some food.
Jesse, according to the schedule here in my work wheel, today was your day to feed Comet, and FYI, tomorrow you walk him.
Danny, I'm sorry, but I have too much on my mind to decode your stupid work wheel.
Jess, for the millionth time, you simply line up your name, the day, the week, the month, lift a little flap, find your magic chore number, and look it up on the task table. What could be easier?
I'll walk Comet tomorrow.
Michelle, you're a little too small to walk Comet. Comet will be walking you. Besides, Uncle Jesse knows it's his responsibility, and he is going to do it with a smile.
Hey, babe, I don't need the Rippers anymore. No, see, this is the beauty. This is the beauty behind this whole thing. Your club is going to be the first to have Jesse Katsopoulos alone and unplugged. Absolutely. Yeah, I hate it, too. No, plugged, man. Plugged. Plugged is the way to go. In fact, I'm unplugged right now. Yeah.
Uncle Jesse, it's time to walk Comet.
Not now, sweetheart. I'm on the phone. A very important phone call. Listen, I know I promised you a band, and a band is what you're going to get. Okay?
But Uncle Jesse, he really needs his walk. He's sitting with his legs crossed.
Right. Honey, then walk him, all right?
By myself?
Yes, whatever. Okay.
Okay. Hang on, Comet. I'm coming. Comet, slow down. What have we been feeding you? I lost Comet.
You what?
I was walking him and he ran away from me.
Michelle, you know you're not supposed to walk him by yourself.
Uncle Jesse said it was okay.
He would never say that.
I don't care if you believe me or not. I just want to find him.
Michelle, you really messed up big time. Which way did he go?
That way. He was chasing a humongous wiener.
Yeah, right. In a big giant bun.
You saw it too?
Stop it, okay? We have to find him. Come on.
So it's definitely over between us. There's nothing I can do to change your mind? Buy you a nice bridge, perhaps?
Well, it would look great over my bed, but the traffic would keep me up at night. I'll always remember the fun we had this summer.
So will I. I still have the receipts.
DJ, don't do it!
Kimmy, you're too late. It's over.
Oh, but Deej, look at him. He's cute, he's sweet. His haircut costs more than my house.
Kimmy, I'm not gonna stay with someone just because they have money.
You are so selfish.
DJ!
DJ! Deej, Comet's lost. What? What happened?
Uncle Jesse said I can walk him, and he ran after a giant hot dog.
Would you give up that stupid hot dog story?
I told you a million times, it's true.
Look. I don't care if he was chasing a fruit cup.
Why would he chase a fruit cup? He likes hot dogs.
Whatever. Let's go find him.
You know, why don't you guys take my limo? You can cover more ground that way.
Thanks, Nelson. Bye.
Goodbye. Here. Phone, fax, beeper. I'm freeway closed. Call anytime.
Let's go.
Joseph, this is so cool. I should have thought of this one-man band idea a long time ago. Who needs those rippers? Plug that thing in for me, will you?
Okay.
Away. Get away. Don't touch that. All right. Everything's set. Now watch this. First of all, we start off with the drums. We've got pre-recorded drums. Listen.
Oh, beautiful.
Right? Now we add a little bass.
Now,
I should have known it. The first rule of physics, idiots and electronics don't mix.
That's the first rule?
Get out. I don't need you anymore. Could you answer that for me, Pally?
Sure, buddy.
Thank you. I always liked you.
Oh, you're my friend. Tanner residence.
No, it's me.
Oh, hello, Michelle.
Don't get mad. We've got a big, big problem.
What's wrong, honey?
Comet ran away. We can't find him anywhere.
Oh, no, Michelle, how did this happen?
Uncle Jesse said to walk him.
What? Jesse, did you give Michelle permission to walk Comet by yourself?
Of course not. I remember exactly what happened. I was on the phone. I was kind of busy. She was bugging me. She said, can I walk Comet? And I said... I'm an idiot. Ah!
Be around here somewhere. Comet! Here, boy! Michelle, I'm really sorry I didn't believe you.
That's okay. Once I lied to you, and you did believe me.
Hey, Twerp, are you sure that's the car you saw?
No, Kimmy, there's millions of giant hot dogs driving around.
Well, that's gonna make our job even tougher.
Hey, Jess, pull over. Why are we at Coit Tower?
I take Comet for walks up here. Maybe he came back. I'm just trying to think like a dog.
The last time you did that, you bit the mailman.
He was teasing me.
We don't have time for this, biscuit brain. Every second we spend here, the dog's getting further away, and Michelle's going to hate me more and more.
Oh, well, compared to Danny, Michelle's going to be a love fest.
Danny, that's right. He's down at the wharf doing a remote with Becky. What are we going to tell him?
We're not going to tell him anything. You're going to tell him.
Daddy, look! Up there!
Yeah, I know, boys. It's a giant tower. If we want to find Comet, we're going to have to look for a giant fire hydrant.
I'm Rebecca Donaldson.
And I guess that would make me Danny Tanner.
And this is a special afternoon edition of Wake Up San Francisco.
So I guess it's more like, how was lunch, San Francisco?
We're here live at Aquatic Park near Fisherman's Wharf for a special report on one of San Francisco's most unique and entertaining assets. It's street performers.
Hey, Danny! All right, listen, Danny, we have a problem.
Cut!
Danny, we can't cut. We're live at Aquatic Park.
Uncut.
Listen, before I say anything, I just want you to know up front, this whole thing was my fault.
I hate stories that start like that.
Well, why don't we have a nice long look over here at Rollo, the human mannequin? Maybe he'll move. Let's watch.
Just, this better be important. The entire Bay Area is waiting for a man to blink.
I know. Listen, I let Michelle walk Comet by herself, and he ran away.
What? Little girl, big dog, what's the matter with you?
I know, I totally blew it. I'm completely irresponsible. I'm totally negligent. What are you smiling at?
Smiling because we're still live at Aquatic Park.
Yes, that's right, Rebecca. And as much as we all love watching Rollo age, I would like to make a special plea right now to all the viewers who haven't yet switched over to Uncle Kenny's Cartoon Carnival. I've just been notified that our family dog, Comet, is missing.
Dad, Comet is missing.
I've just been notified again.
He was chasing a giant hot dog. At first, I didn't believe Michelle, but it's okay, because I owed her from a time that she lied, and I did believe her.
Well, you never know what's going to happen here live at Aquatic Park.
We're live? Oh, I hate this dress. Hi, I'm Kimmy Gibbler. I like long walks on the beach, sunsets, and men covered with gravy.
Folks, if you find a golden retriever, light brown, medium build, he's got a black, wet nose that, well, feels kind of cold and tingly when he, you know, presses it up against your bare feet. Sometimes he'll stick his tongue right between your toes and...
Joy, that's a little more than we need to know.
Thank you. Folks, if you've ever lost your dog, you know how we feel. He answers to the name of Comet, although
If he really answered to that, he would have come when we called him. His name's on his dog tag, and our phone number's on it. Please call 24 hours a day. We'll be there. Michelle, honey, is there anything you'd like to add, sweetie?
Comet, if you're lost, remember, we live on Girard Street right next to your favorite hydrant. Gee, boy, I hope you're not out there scared and alone, because we love you and miss you, and we want you to come home as soon as you can. Okay, boy?
Shorty, how you doing?
I miss Comet.
Yeah, we all do.
You remember how he used to chew on his rubber pork chop? It's not the same without slobber. Why did you let me walk Comet alone? What were you thinking?
Well, that's the problem, Michelle. I wasn't thinking. I was so hurt by this Rippers thing, and all I could think about was showing them up, you know, proving that I didn't need them. And I didn't listen to them. They were absolutely right, you know. I did kind of lose my passion for the music. And then what happened, right? I let you walk Comet. I mean, you could have been pulled out in the street. You could have been hurt.
Uncle Jesse, I'm okay. I'm just worried about Comet.
We all are. I'm really sorry, Shorty.
It's okay, Uncle Jesse. What if Comet never comes home?
Oh, Comet's gonna come home. I'm gonna plaster these posters all over the city, and I'm gonna go out and look for him night and day until he comes back.
I miss him so much, I can still hear his pork chop.
So can I.
I can see him, too!
Me too! Comet, you came back!
Good boy.
Good boy. Hey, everybody, Comet's back.
Good boy. Guys, Comet's back. Comet.
Hey. Comet.
Oh, dear. Really missed you, boy.
Comet, I wish you could talk. I'd sure love to know what you did all day.